Welcome to your new favorite podcast, Pocket Full of Mojo, where you're you and I'm Steph, and we tune in here to tap into some mojo. You see, I think I've cracked the code to being happy. I'm happy like every single day. And maybe not every day all day, but most days and most of the days. So I've built up this tool shed full of amazing stuff to help me out of and avoid getting into life's sticky and stressful situations. And I'm not here to gatekeep, so my friend, settle in, take some notes, and welcome to where your mojo meets the road. Each and every episode you hear is made with love and good intention, and I'm here to share with you some delicious nuggets of inspiration and insights with some wit and wisdom to help you stay connected to your very best mojo. In today's episode, I'm going to review our mantra for the week, and then we're going to dig into today's main topic, navigating social situations like a boss. I know you've got 11 billion pods to choose from, so I'm super stoked with gratitude that you're here. So, I need you to stick around, and I'll make sure that you're glad that you did. Let's get started with today's mantra and get tuned in, tapped in, and turned on. Hello, and welcome to the 9th episode of Pocket Full of Mojo. Once again, I'm Steph, and I'm your hostess and mojo maven, and super jazzed you're here, like jazz hands, excited and everything. This is going to be a fun episode, so let's get right into it. Let's start by digging into today's mantra. Today's mantra is, I approach social situations with calm and confidence. Ooh, this is a good one. Now, I'd like to think that I'm a pretty social creature. I'm one of those like extroverted introverts, but I really had to do some deep work after the pandemic where I discovered that I had made this new friend and it was called social anxiety and it wasn't cute and I didn't recognize myself with all this fear and insecurity and it can creep up on you. And so this is really super good work, and it's with experience that I can tell you that you can really go to bat for yourself with these exercises. So let's dig into it. Now, I approach social situations with calm and confidence. Calmness. It really allows us to stay grounded and present and in the moment. It helps us stay out of our head, thinking about what's gone wrong before or what could go wrong in the future. And you know what those two things have in common? Neither one of them exist, right? Like, it's all about that now. And that's where a calm is found. So confidence really helps us to project authenticity and assertiveness. And it's not cocky or brash, but really visualizing ourselves approaching social situations with calm and confidence, right? It gets us in that feeling place. And it can really help us build that positive mental framework. I approach social situations with calm and confidence. And it could be something as simple as doing some deep breathing exercises before we enter the arena, you know, and that can help give us a sense of calmness before entering a social setting. And it's not silly. It's simply acknowledging that your nervous system may be having a wee little crisis and taking the wheel and reminding yourself that everything's going to be okay. I approach social situations with calm and confidence. Reminding ourselves of past successes in social situations can absolutely boost our confidence. Going over the best time we've had recently reminds us that we are able and capable of having a good time on our terms. I approach social situations with calm and confidence. Setting realistic expectations for when you're out and about can take some of the pressure off and ease up on the anxiety. Make yourself a goal to stick around for at least an hour and give yourself time to work past and through the fear and get into a groove. And if it's not jiving, you can go. But if you're feeling good and like you want to keep going, you get permission to stay. Just give yourself that chance. I approach social situations with calm and confidence. When we practice active listening, it can actually help us participate more confidently in conversations with other people. Getting out of our head and into the conversation lets us really meet people where they're at. And it gets us off of autopilot and into real connection. Giving ourselves some grace and being kind to ourselves if things don't go perfectly can contribute to a more relaxed approach. I approach social situations with calm and confidence. So today I'm thrilled because we're going to be deep diving into today's topic, which is navigating social situations with grace and authenticity. Now, I've got to share that this topic in particular came from a thought that came to me after several many moments of scrolling, and I gleaned a trend that was somewhat interesting to me. Maybe you've noticed it too, but on social media, I've noticed a real trend where we're normalizing antisocial behavior. So stay with me. Have you also noticed a trend where it's like promoting t-shirts that say, "Sorry I'm late, I didn't want to come," or memes that show a happy face that says, "This is me when you cancel our plans," and so on? Like, where does this come from, and when did we stop wanting to hang out with each other? Now, this is a deeper topic that has a lot to unpack, and we won't go all the way down this rabbit hole in particular, but I wanted to plant that seed and invite you to reflect on you and your social stance, because while I know 100% how healthy and wonderful it is to enjoy spending time with yourself, and that party culture is not always the healthiest option, I think there's something in the middle. And we have to be able to find room in our lives where we can connect with other people. The right people. The good people. Now, as an adult who has lived a fairly nomadic life, I do know how hard it is to make friends or connect with new people and assemble one's tribe, so to speak. But I'm here to tell you that not only is it possible, it is extremely rewarding and can be really fun in the process. Don't get me wrong. I fully disclaim that the process is both terrifying and daunting, but we are tougher than that, and we have everything that we need to push past those limiting beliefs, because on the other side is surprise connections that will exceed your expectations, and there are wonderful humans out there just dying to meet you. So I'm glad you're here. This could be the open door that you need to reconsider your relationship with socializing and prepare you to meet your new bestie. The truth is that when it comes to social situations, it can sometimes feel like a bit of a labyrinth, especially for us people pleasers. We yearn for connection and acceptance, but sometimes we find ourselves caught in this web, and that's where we find anxiety and self-doubt. So instead, we try to outsmart the game and we stay in our cozy sweats and we binge our favorite TV show. Possibly for the second or third time. But as it turns out, I've done the research and Meredith Grey is not going to be there for me when I need someone to talk over a pint of ice cream. So it's important to have real and human friends. I know. Radical thought. So fear not, my dear listeners, because today we're going to unpack some of the traps that people pleasers often find in social settings, and we're going to get you equipped with the tools that you need to navigate them like the absolute rock stars that you are. Let's start by shining a light on things that hold us back from showing up as our amazing and authentic selves when it comes to social situations. One of the biggest traps that we fall into is the fear of judgment. Ugh. Now, for some reason, and you're not alone, we worry incessantly about what others think of us. So what do? We put on masks, and we make ourselves small, and we hide our true selves behind layers of not-so-pretty perfectionism and people-pleasing tendencies. But here's the tea, dear friends. The only opinion that truly matters is the one that we have of ourselves. And the one that we have of ourselves is the cue that the world takes when it comes to how they treat us. It's the first opinion and the last opinion that's worth a damn. Your own. So, let's make a pact right here, right now, to release ourselves from the ugly shackles of judgment. They are so last season. Because when it comes to the judgment of others, what do they know anyway? And we need to start really focusing on how amazing we are and how we want to show up in the world. Because that is in our control. Another common trap for us people pleasers is the tendency to put others' needs above our own. We're so focused on making everyone else happy that we forget to check in with ourselves. We say yes when we mean no. We agree to things that don't align with our values or support our agenda, and we end up feeling drained and resentful. But guess what? It's time to flip that script. It's time to start prioritizing our own needs and desires unapologetically. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so we're here to fill our cups to the brim with some self-love and mojo. Now let's get into some practical strategies for navigating social situations with confidence and authenticity. First up, set boundaries like a boss. Know your limits and communicate them. You can do it clearly and assertively, and you don't have to be mean. Whether it's saying no to that extra commitment or speaking up when someone crosses the line, honor your boundaries. And watch how it empowers you to show up as the badass that you are. The next key is to practice the art of active listening. Instead of worrying about what you're going to say next or how you're being perceived, try getting out of your head for a second. Focus on really connecting with the person that's right in front of you. Listen with empathy, ask thoughtful questions, and let your genuine curiosity shine through. Trust me. Genuine connections are built in the moments when we show up fully and present and engaged, and you're not just waiting for your turn to talk. When you're you, you're sending the message that they can be themselves. You're actively participating in creating space and working with energy that feels both real and easy, because that's what you're born with. Playing the role of anyone other than yourself takes energy and effort. And being yourself pulls on none of those strings. When you're you, it's effortless and amazing and probably very, very gorgeous. And there's nothing to keep track of or plan for or just. You can just be you. And this, my friends, is the power of authenticity. Be unapologetically yourself in every social situation, regardless of the fear or judgment or the fear of rejection. Remember, the people who are meant to be in your life will love and accept you for who you are, quirks and all. That might even be their favorite thing about you. So let your light shine bright, my friends, and watch how it attracts your tribe like moths to a flame. And there you have it, folks, a comprehensive guide to navigating social situations like a true mojo master. Remember, you're worthy, you're enough. And you deserve to show up authentically in every area of your life. So go ahead, slay the day with confidence, spread your wings, and let your freak flag fly. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Mojo Mastery, pocket full of mojo. If you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. So until next time, keep shining bright and mastering that mojo. Be sure to tune into our next episode where we dig into finding resilience in the face of criticism. Because we're what? Stronger than steel. More than that next time, so be sure to come back next week to find out more in our next episode. So until then, stay awesome, stay mindful, stay fabulous, and keep shining bright. And with that, I definitely wish you a magical day. Peace, love, and mojo. Toodaloo, kangaroo. Mwah.